This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana innaka samia'un mujibud du'a. Allahumma anni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'a'in la yusma'. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Everyone can see me, yes, and everyone can hear me. Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين. May Allah reward as always our I call her the hidden soldier, الجندي المجهول. Sister Karima, may Allah reward her. Any feedback you give or I give or anyone in the masjid gives, subhanAllah, take it very seriously. Go out of her way. May Allah reward her. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. And put barakah in everything she does and everyone who works for this masjid, to be honest with you. I just want to remind everyone, this coming Friday and Saturday, how many of you have registered? Really? Really? That's it? And why is that? You all know everything about Ramadan, mashallah. You have no question whatsoever. All right. What about Saturday? Okay. You have work. Everyone works on Saturday? Or you are invited or you want to sleep? It's 11 o'clock to 4. We're doing Friday. Going to be introduction. Actually, I'm going to be covering Sha'ban on Friday. And then on me and actually Sheikh Mustafa, both will cover Sha'ban. And then on Saturday, he will cover in the beginning the fiqh, the external ruling. All the questions that you bombard us. Right? Literally, I have somebody called me yesterday. I don't know, subhanAllah, I was awake. And Allah made me awake. She called me frank. I mean, she was frantic. She was so scared from Saudi about a question about Umrah. Don't do that. Get ready. Prepare. Prepare yourself for all the scenarios. Right? And I don't answer questions. No, I'm just kidding. The last 10 days, I don't answer any questions. But definitely, so Friday, inshallah, we'll have it after Isha. About an hour, hour and a half, it depends. And then on Saturday, 11 to 4, he will cover the external dimension of fasting. I'll cover the inner dimension. What does it mean? Why do we fast? What is Ramadan? So please register. It's a free. So please register and come. And I would love to see more women, please. Right? You promise me? Inshallah. This side, I wanted more than this side. Okay. Just to make me happy. طيب. So let's go. Bismillah. We will finish today. SubhanAllah. This is the sixth class about Surah Yasin, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it for us, not against us. So if you have your Quran and you open, we're gonna cover the last page, but there's a few ayat before the last page, which is okay, let's take you through Surah Yasin one more time. Alhamdulillah, many of you are very familiar with it. Rabbi lak alhamdu wal minna. But what we are doing is here, we started by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, so he made an oath. The answer is was confirmation that you are Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, you are the Prophet, alhamdulillah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to the disbelievers, what will happen to you, why you are not believing, because you basically are not seeing, right? Just make it very simple and you can go back to the recordings and hear the details. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a parable, which we always have to learn from the parables of the Quran. Don't be like those people. When Allah sends them people to remind them, they make fun of them. They don't listen. And Allah said, okay, too little, let's do three. Now, in this case, for us, you know, you have this lecture, this admonition, this imam, all of the ways that we are using these days for admonition, for reminder, we make fun of it. Oh, I know it. Oh, again, don't do that. Don't like be like these people. And especially when an individual person come to you, one person come to you, and that person, there is no reason that they are telling you do this or do that other than they care about you. Always, when you get someone to say something you don't like, very few people, by the way, in this world will say to you something you don't like, because everybody is, don't want to offend you or upset you. Most people will say what you want to hear, and this is not good for you. This is not good for us. In fact, can I ask all of you to be on this side, because when people is going to come, it's going to be difficult to move. So if you're going to be here, and then those of you also can go from the back. Alhamdulillah, there's still some seats here. Jazakumullah khair. So when someone come and say something you don't like, be grateful. And that person is sincere. Majority of the people don't say they don't like me. Then I'm sorry, I'm arrogant. If I say this, you say something to me I don't like, and I say he doesn't or she doesn't like me, I'm arrogant. Right? I'm going to take it exactly as it was said. I'll go home, think of it, and I say, Ya Allah, is this is true? Then show me. And that's what the man, when he came to them, right? He didn't have to say anything. Why did he come and says, Ya qawmi ittabi'u al-mursaleen? Why did he care and walked from the far place, came to them, worried about them? People, come on, believe. They did not asking you for anything. Why you're not doing it? They made fun of him. Not only made fun of him, they killed him. Did he lose anything? On the contrary, where did he end up? Jannah. So again, for us to live Surah Yasin, when someone comes and give you a word of admonition, take it. Take it. Don't attack her. Even if she didn't say it in the best way. And sometimes we do. But why did she say it? Because she cares. Right? If she looks at you and says, you know what? Whatever. I don't want to give examples. But whatever it is. And sometimes it's not something we like. And we think we are right. Take it. Think of it. Be grateful to Allah. Sayyidina Umar used always to say, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مْرِئًا أَهْدَى إِلَيَّ عَيُوبَ نَفْسِي. May Allah bless that person who gifts me. Look at the word. Not Sayyidina Umar, not you and me. Gift me my shortcomings. He didn't say, how dare you say this? Don't you know who I am? Gifted me my shortcomings. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moves us to the third page. And in the third page, he knows that we are, as human beings, what? Arrogant, argumentative, and basically Surah Yasin has a lot of arguments. Arguments of the human being, and this is where we will end up today. Arguments, I'm not convinced. Why is that? Things has changed, and Allah starts now bringing your attention and my see. See, you can't say I didn't see, right? And how many times, أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا, don't they say, don't they see, we send down, you had rain for the last week, right? Flood, actually, huge rain. Did you look at your plants? Probably you didn't see it. What did he say? أَوْلَمْ يَرَوْا, don't they see, right? What did they, and we send down for them rain, what? أَحْيَيْنَا, أَخْرَجْنَا, we gave life, we brought forth. Look at your plants. I was like, this morning, alhamdulillah, it was sunny. So I was looking at the plants. I was like, Ya Rabbi, this is beautiful. Because they all much fresher. So Allah now bringing your attention, mine and yours, see things around you. So number one message is read the Quran, it's true. Number two, don't be like those people who are arrogant, who does not, they think always they are right. Nobody is always right. Number three, see the things around you. Don't take it casual. Everything around you is message from Allah. Message from Allah to you and to me. Things you like, things you don't like, including things happen in my life. Let alone what he created. And he said, look around you. We created, the land is dead. We send water and becomes all alive. And look at around you, the sun, the moon. We all talked about this last, 2-3 weeks ago. Okay, we don't care. We're too busy. I know everything. Right? Full of arrogance. And then he starts scaring me. Because that's the only way you bring people attention is when you scare them. Right? Sometimes, I'm sure you have seen it, sometimes very funny flight attendants. Right? More than one time I've seen it when they really want you to pay attention to the usually the instructions they give. What do they say? Oh, did anybody lose a phone? And everybody, right? And said, okay, now I get your attention. Right? You have seen it? I've seen it so many times. And very smart people. So Allah now bringing my attention to the reality. You're not seeing. You think you know everything. You know you're going to live here forever? Great. وَنُفِخَ فَالصُّورِ. And we talked about this last week. Every time you hear وَنُفِخَ فَالصُّورِ, the نُفِخَ is what? Blown. Blow in the trumpet. What is that? Let's go and have coffee. Let's go and build a house. Let's go and have fun. I'm going to invite you. No, it's the time for reckoning. Are you ready? today or tomorrow, Allah knows. As this morning I was teaching the year of knowledge, we get to this, al-a'malu bi-khawatimiha. We're teaching aqidah, your deeds and mine were judged. Or how? What is the best thing in your life is what you do at the end of your life. Don't you ever say, I'm perfect. What's the big deal about me? I do this. You don't know how you will die. And the same thing for those people who they think, or I, may Allah forgive me, or you look at people and says, look at her, look at him. Don't look down at them. You don't know how they will die. They may die and doing something way better than you and me. And this is also a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now brings me to the day of judgment, moved me from this life to reality. And he starts talking about very little about Jannah, which is very interesting, very few ayat about heavens in Surah Yasin. Don't ask me why. Other places, a lot of description, but there is a lot much longer about Jahannam. Why? Because I need to be scared. I need to be reminded. This is what I always say this to myself, right? Scholars always differ. This is a very common question for everybody. Do you always scare people? Or do I always live with fear of what I did, Jahannam, the day of judgment, the grave, the punishment? Is that how I need to live? Or I need to live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very forgiving. Don't worry, you're okay. Which one? No, that's what you all have to learn. They said, and I loved it actually. They said it depends on the people. If the people are so comfortable with this life and they are in a state of heedlessness, you need to scare them, wake them up. If they are, on the contrary, very scared, they are living their daily life almost paralyzed. I can't imagine myself in the grave. I can't imagine myself facing Allah. You need now to give them hope. And definitely give them hope at the time of death. Don't you tell somebody they are dying or they were diagnosed with, let's say, terminal, that, nothing much left in you. I don't know what you're going to do. Or Allah is shadidul iqab. That's not the time. That's not the time when you say, Allah have severe punishment. But this is the time when you and me now, sitting in my comfort zone and your comfort zone and in here, and we have so many plans for the summer. This is the time where I need someone to look at me and remind me, this may change in a second. Are you ready? You're planning for summer, alhamdulillah. What's your plans for akhir? You're planning to do this and this in your home. What's your plan for the grave? You will live in the grave way longer. Did you see my point? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the people before were so arrogant, made fun of that man, killed him, no reminder benefited them, he starts scaring me. And this second and third and fourth, half fourth page of Yasin is very scary. If you really look at how he described Jahannam, it's very scary. And then comes back to earth again. I loved how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved it. Come back to earth because there's another argument, but now the arguments in Mecca. Number one, what did they say about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? He's a sha'ir, right? He's a poet. That's what they said, right? And Allah responded. And imagine, I want you to feel this. You all know, come from here, there's still seats. If Allah defend you, what relationship you have with Allah when Allah defend you? How many of you in this room have this relationship with Allah that when I am attacked, I don't say a word? I know Allah will defend me, and He did, or He does, or He will. Anybody in this room can say this? No. You know why? Because unless I have this relationship with Allah, strong relationship, that I defend Him, and I'll explain it in a second, what does it mean to defend Allah, then He will defend me. احفظ الله يحفظك. That's the famous advice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas when he was young. And he said, Ya Ghulam, this needs to be taught to every youth, whatever they are. Ya Ghulam, young boy, I am going to teach you words. احفظ الله يحفظك. Be mindful of Allah, Allah will be mindful of you. It's It's a two-way tickets. It's a two-way relationship. It's not a one-way relationship with Allah. I need him, I'm calling him. He gave me, I forget. No, it is two ways. So here, when Allah defended Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, why? Now he's his messenger. Really? That's it? What did he do for Allah? What did he do alayhi salatu wasalam for Allah? What I and you did for Allah? Again, don't answer me. This is questions for everybody to think, especially when Ramadan is coming. Yani, I fasted. Really? Everybody fast. Right? I covered my hair. Really? That's what you can do? How many women cover their head or their hair or dress properly? That's it? This is how I need to, if I compare this what with what he gave me, let alone what he what is waiting for me. What did he give us all of us living here? You all are seeing what is happening now in Gaza, Rafah, right? I kept asking myself this question all day, yesterday and today. Why not me? Why not you? Why not you? Youth, how many, your age there, why? And what did I do for him to defend me? That's why when the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam put his honor, put his family, right? Put his life on stake for Allah. Now that comes in. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah will defend you. But you have to be, I say this to myself, qualified. Being a Muslim alone is not enough. Being an average Muslim is not enough. I have to be a special Muslim. The special Muslim means that Muslim who has a special relationship with Allah. And how many of us can claim or say it confidently, and you're up to it, you don't know what I have with Allah. And you say this to me, I believe you. But believe me, if it is not true, he will expose you. If it is true, he may not expose you because you don't want it. You want this relationship to stay private. I love that. But if it is, there's chairs here, my friend. There's a lot of chairs here. If you are not, sooner or later, he will expose you because you're claiming something against Allah and he will expose you. So Allah defend him. They said, شَاعِرٌ مَجْنُونَ قَالُوا لِيَقُلُونَ إِلَّا شَاعِرٌ مَجْنُونَ أَمْ يَقُونَ تَقَوَّلَ بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Another place in the Quran, Allah says, they say he said it on the Quran. Allah defend him. We did not. Indeed, it's Quran وَذِكْرُ مُبِينَ. Now he put two names for the Quran. Quran, Quran. One of the name, the reason the Quran is called Quran. Does anyone know? Really? Billah. Nobody knows why it's called Quran? Yes, why you're afraid? Say it. Say it. The question doesn't always have to be very difficult. The question sometimes is basic reminder. Because sometimes we need to. Even the simple things we need to remember. Yes, Quran, because it is min yuqra, meaning it is to be read. وَذِكْرُ مُبِينٌ, that's now an addition. Dhikr is a remembrance, right? Mubin, clear. I'm translating. Question for everybody. Is the Quran really a reminder for you and me? Really? Billah? Don't nod your head because I'm going to ask you. I love that, right? Is it really? So those of you who have temper, don't show me hands, I don't want to know, right? You have a temper. When something gets on your nerve, really, justifiably, yani, and then immediately the Quran comes to you and says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ, those who control their anger, yes or no? Thank you. Then it is not ذِكْرٌ مُبِينٌ. This is a reminder. This is what they say, the Quran, and it's a beautiful, and just for the sake of the time, but it's a beautiful discussion here in the book about what is poetry? What is the difference between poetry and Quran? And I'm just going to read because I just really loved it. They say poetry, especially in the Arabic language, because it is extremely sophisticated. I mean, unless you really know Arabic well, you will not even enjoy because you don't know what they are saying, honestly. And they say it is basically an Arab or it's a kalamun Arabi, words in Arabic. The most important thing in it is what? It rhymes. Has to rhyme. Not the rhymes you hear. It rhymes in words, ya Allah. Some of the really eloquent poets, they put the same word because the word has so many meanings. And it, every part of the poem end up with the same word, but it has different meanings. Imagine, exactly. Imagine. I mean, it's something beyond. That's why Allah keeps saying it is not poetry, because poetry by itself is very sophisticated. But the beauty of it, that's what I want you to know. When you read poetry, especially when you enjoy it, it's usually exaggeration. Have you read anything about love? Right? Poetry about love? I'm crazy, right? I'm like Majnun Layla is a very common, right? Which is, or Antara. These are very common men, very well-known men who were crazy about women. And they wrote poetry about, I mean, crazy. If you read, I mean, you say this, they call him Majnun Layla. They call him the crazy of Layla. Because he looks at the wall and says, this wall, if I remember that, this wall where she walked one day, I'm not going to move from this wall, that level. Yeah, it's legendary, right? So they say, now why Allah said this and compare it with the Quran? They say, because it is an exaggeration. There's a lot of imagination. It's beautiful thoughts, but it's not true. That's the beauty of it. It's not true. And there is, most of the time, lack precision. A lot of exaggeration. It just can't be. And then, most of the time, also it's not rational, like what I told you about the wall. What is the Quran? That's why he made this comparison. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشَّعْرَ. He's not. Because poetry is this way. Quran is what? Number one is truth. Number two, it's not fun. It's a reminder. Number three, talks to my brain. Number four, morals. There's nothing in the Quran that moves me, please forgive me, moves in me the animal desire. Nothing. On the contrary, it doesn't deny it, but it controls it. Helps me, what? To control it, including food, include drink, include the intimate relationships. And Allah send it for me and you, as we all know, as guidance. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. He cannot do it. And Allah now is not only defending, he's denying it, and also denying it in another way. He will never do it. Look at the praise to Rasulullah. When you say, somebody tells you, your son lied, or your daughter, or you say, you're a liar. Someone comes and says, no way she's a liar. She never did it, and she will never do it. What is that? Huge defend. Ruqayya, there is chairs here still, son. Yeah, this side. So here you go. Yeah, you can go from the back. Yes. So here you go. Message for everybody. I want Allah to defend me. Yes, but I have to qualify for it. Whether in this dunya, let alone in akhirah. I want when someone talks about me negatively, Allah will bring an incident. Plans it. I didn't. Allah plans it in a way. And then you know when you say, did you see? That's how it is. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرُ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ. How many of you say, I am alive? Show me hands. Everybody. Come on. You can be easily tricked into. Of course, we're alive. But are we alive? That's why you didn't raise your hand. You probably understood my question. Alhamdulillah. Because Allah says, the next verse, لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّ وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. It's a warning to those who are alive. How many times you have read it? Did you ask yourself, why did Allah? Of course I'm alive. Is it because I'm alive and I'm reading it? Yes or no? No. Hayya meaning here, a person who is living the way that Allah wants him or her to live and benefit from the admonition. Like when you talk to somebody and you see they are not listening to you. You say, aren't you listening? Aren't you awake? Right? And you say, yeah, yeah. Yeah, then why are you not listening? That's what Allah is saying. Hayya. Am I really living? Am I living the way Allah wants me to live? Not, I'm not talking about external. I'm talking about my relationship with the Quran. Or I am living like anybody else who doesn't know what the Quran is and just read. And this is a goal for you in Ramadan. I really want every woman today here or listening to me, what is your goal for Ramadan? And I don't want to hear I'm going to do 3 or 4 khatma. That's not going to change you. Because you have done it last year and nothing changed. And don't tell me I'm going to come every day to the Taraweeh. It's great. But how much it will change you. I need 2 goals. Don't give it to me. This is for everybody. 2 goals. One with you as a human being with Allah. And only He knows. And one in your conduct. As a human being, as a person, as a woman, as a Muslim woman. With the creation of Allah, everybody. Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. What is your these 2 goals? SubhanAllah, I gave this assignment to the students in the Year of Knowledge. I can't tell you what I'm reading. Because it makes you honest with yourself. You're gonna identify your shortcoming. 1, and work on it. Make it as a goal. That's what all Ramadan is about. It's about لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُوا, that you will be Allah conscious. So لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيَّ. One of the goals, Ya Allah, أَحْيِي قَلْبِي. That's what I always say to Allah. Ya Allah, give life to my heart. I'm alive, I'm breathing. My physical heart is pumping, but is my spiritual heart alive? Allah knows. وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. طيب. So now Allah defended the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. He didn't forget you and me. He knows we are still living in our la-la land. Aren't we? Yes, we are. Especially we are here. Right? Come from the other side. There's still chairs here, my dear. And you can also sit on the floor if you want. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. Look at this one. This couple of verses. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. You all know it. Surah Yasin. Don't they see? We have created for them from what our hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand, مَلَكَتْ أَيْدِينَا, what we have control over. And then he says something very simple. This is not moon, this is not the sun, this is not the galaxies. Very simple. An'ama, cattle. فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. They own it. Okay? I'm going to go a couple of the verses because then we're going to bring it to our life. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ. And we subjected that animal to them. فَهُمْ وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. We subjected this animal to them so they can ride and they can eat from it. Meaning taught them how to slaughter an animal and eat. Okay, what is that? What is Allah telling me? وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And beside these 2, you ride and you eat, there's more than just that. You have the skin, right? You have the feather, you have. Don't they, or why they are not grateful, right? Everybody knows this? How do I live this one right now? I don't have sheep. I don't have a horse, right? I don't slaughter an animal. I go to the butcher and buy it, right? I don't use the skin of the sheep. What is he telling me? How many of you drove to this today? Show me hands. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ. We subjected the car to you. Taught you how to drive. Made the car move. Made the car very easy. With all the comforts these days we have with the car. Right? أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. Don't you see? Yes, we do. But how many of you, when you get your feet or your body in that car, think of it, don't you see? And how many of us are grateful to Allah inside us because He gave us a car? Wallahi none. Yes, you are probably 16 or 17 and they just gave you the car and you're very happy. Absolutely. Like any of us, when we get our home, we buy the house or buy furniture. We're very happy. Give me 2 months and it becomes normal. And you start complaining about, oh, this is old. Oh, my friend has 2021. You bought me 2019. That's what he's saying. That's why he ended up by أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Why you are not grateful? Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't let it anything distract you. Alhamdulillah, we have a warning. On the day of judgment, there will be no warning. I really mean it. If this is the day of judgment now, there's not going to be a warning on the phone. نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. And we all going to be struck by lightning. There was a short, I don't know how many of you have seen it, the short video of actually a player, a football player. It was from Indonesia. And they were playing. And then he was struck by lightning on the field. And he died on the spot, of course. When I saw this, I was like, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. That's what can happen immediately. Again, everything happened to us. And I keep reminding you, everything happens to us is a message from Allah. What did this message reminded you of? Oh, everybody is looking, what is going on? Oh, okay. Whatever car or child or whatever it is, or a weather. And then. So here you go. When you are in your car, do you remember Surah Yasin? And you all know Surah Yasin. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. How should I act to Allah so He look at me and you and says, oh, she's grateful for the car I gave. Who can answer me? What is your attitude literally toward the car you have? Number one, it's not mine. Don't you ever say it's my car. Even if I bought it. Even I worked very hard for it. It's Allah's car, He gave it to me. Because He can take it in a second. We own nothing. We all have to remember this. I hate when I say, or when I hear somebody says, it is, let's say, my students. And I always respond, you don't own human beings. They're not your students. They are the students that you teach. It's the same. But the words, because what we say is what is in our heart. I say my car versus I say the car Allah gave me. It's the same. I have it, but I don't own it. So Allah says, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ? Are we grateful? No. Do we use the car? How do you be grateful for a car? And then you can apply this principle on everything you have. Number one, you remember who gave it to you. Not your parents, not your work, not your money, it's Allah. He is the owner, هو المنعم, as we say. He is the one who bestow on you, number one. Number two, where do you use your car? How do you use your car? Do you disobey Allah in it? In any way or shape or form or shape, including how did you buy it? How did you buy it? In a way that is displeasing to Allah, then you're not grateful. Let alone how do you use it, let alone when you start complaining about it. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Are they, why they are not grateful? It's not أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, you say, what is wrong with you? Why you are not grateful? How many of us are grateful to what Allah gave us? Right? Some of you have been with this class for, alhamdulillah, since we started. It's a year and probably 3 or 4 months. Do you remember how many places we moved? Because every time there is an issue, a space, how many of us are grateful for this? You really feel it. And what is, when I park my car now and I have no issues in parking my car, when I now come, this is reality. Never laugh about reality. Because if you laugh about reality, then you don't know what's reality. Why you're laughing? We struggled to park a car. That was our struggle. But he was also testing me. Do you really care about me that you're going to come and you're going to struggle to find a parking, but you're coming? And we did. Walillahi alhamd. What did he give me? Because we showed him, all of us, we're not going to stop. We care about you, Ya Allah. We want to learn. And He gave us this. Are we grateful for this? And I really have to say, Rabbi lak alhamd. Look at us. Alhamdulillah. Space. It's us. It's very convenient. It's comfortable. The temperature, all this. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. And this has to remind you not only here, I'm just giving you an example because you're seeing it. But again, when you leave and then you're going to drive your car, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, where are you going with it? What are you listening inside your car? Then you're not grateful. That's why he said, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونِ. Again, when you read the Quran, you keep asking, what are you telling me? Why did you use this word? And then when you say, أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, you take a pause and says, am I? And don't لا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't praise yourself right away. Unless you really are doing what I just said. Ya Rabbi, لك الحمد, you gave me the car. Ya Allah, I don't do anything in the car that's displeased you. And Ya Allah, it is yours. Alhamdulillah. Then he says, all of this I did for you. And you name everything else. And said, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَا. With all this, and they take other than Allah, God. And I call it G-O-D, small g. Do we do that? Do we do that? Yes, we do. We don't do it the obvious way. Alhamdulillah. We all say La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah. Allah gave it to us, and some of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them. Weekend on Sunday, 17-year-old in Nashville. I talked to her on Friday. She had some doubts, but the doubts were amazing. It's not doubt about aqidah. It's doubt. I couldn't believe what I'm talking. I said, are you 17? Amazing reasoning. And you know what brought her to Islam? And this is a big message for all of you. This is why I put it on social media. Is that she saw the conduct of one Muslim. One Muslim, 17-year-old, African-American. She came to me already wearing hijab. She, even before she took the shahada, already covered. Already. Subhanallah. And what she said to people. And I was like, Ya Allah, like you guide her, guide everyone. Let alone our youth. Let alone our girls. Subhanallah. And if you know her, again, I can't share a lot what she said to me, but if you hear her story and how Allah tested her, easily this girl can be anything but what I saw on Sunday. From all the tests, from age 4 to 5, Ya Rahman. And now she's on full scholarship in Vanderbilt. Wow. And what she wants, so focused. I spent 30 to 40 minutes with her. Sunday, she's ready. Did it in public. And it's not somebody like influencing her, you know. No, this is a girl did it with all full convention, conviction. And here we are, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَا. What is our small g's? Please forgive me, but we really need the reminder. Our g's, small g's, do you want me to tell you the list? My beauty is more important than Allah. And that's why I don't wear hijab. My family is more important than Allah, and that's why I prefer my children over Allah. My husband or the person I love more important than Allah, and that's why I disobey Allah to please them. True or false? Am I making this up? I'm not criticizing anyone. A'udhu billah, may Allah forgive my shortcomings. But we need to remember, because that's what he said. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. Is that person who I disobeyed Allah for will come to my rescue on the day of judgment? They don't rescue us. They don't help us in dunya. Once they stop needing you, they act like they don't know you. On the day of judgment, he's going to come in front of Allah and says, Ya Allah, I told her to do this. Shaytan will not say this. Shaytan. Let's look at the small g's in our life. One of the goals in Ramadan should be act on one g. I'm not going to say act on all of them. One G. And everyone has a different G. One G. What is the most important thing in your life other than Allah? That's a G. Act on it. Don't remove it. Because Allah brought it to my life probably because I need it or it helps me. But I misused it. That's how I say. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, the meaning of, مَنْ تَعَلَّقَ بِشَيْءٍ عُذِّبَ بِهِ. Anytime you're attached to something, you will be punished or tortured by it. Not by Allah, by that thing. How? I'm sorry?
How?
Oh, the examples are long. you love someone more than you love Allah, they will leave you. Or they will hurt you. Or they will disappoint you. You all are nodding your heads. You lived it. Because that's the communist example. You love money more than you love Allah, he will take it from it. After you enjoy it, he suddenly will take it out. And if I am the lucky one and Allah did this because he sees khair in me, that is going to be the reason I go back to him. Then this is khair. But وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. They will do nothing to me. And I love them. And I serve them. And I do this. And they will not benefit me on the day of judgment. And then Allah, the last time, he says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى. Now this is a human being one. See how many times أَوَلَمْ يَرَى? Don't you see? Don't you see? And this is so much us. Please forgive me. I may sound a little bit tough on everybody because Surah Yasin is tough. But we all look at it for other reasons. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ. Don't the human beings see? What, ya Allah, now? What else I need to see? Now look at yourself. Now don't look at your car. Don't look at the moon and the sun. Don't look at the land. Don't look at the fruits. Now look at yourself. You and me. الإنسان. Anyone. أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. We have created him from nutfa. You know what's nutfa? Sperm, and it's also used for the egg and the woman, and sperm in the man. Can you see the sperm? No. You have to see it under the microscope, and definitely the eggs is under the microscope. What is Allah saying? أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانُ. Don't the human beings see? أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. We created him from, actually translation, most of them they say spoiled water. Spoiled. And now, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. He is argumentative clearly. Do we argue? Do we argue with Allah? I'm not convinced. This is not true. That's not in the Quran. The hadith is not sound. Who's al-Bukhari? I'm just giving you examples. The list is very long. And if I just take a break when I'm not convinced, I'm not saying we are all have to be completely convinced, Ya Rabbi, Ameen, then we are the true Muslims. SubhanAllah, yesterday, a young man, I was in an MSA, and his friends brought him to me. It was interesting. And they said, he asked us about what is Islam, what is Islam, what is Islam? And I don't think we convinced him. So tell him what is Islam. What a question. I was like, okay, Bismillah. And I said, you submit your will to Allah completely. And he said, what will I get? He's a non-Muslim young man, college student. I said, the peace that everybody is looking for and the serenity that everybody is looking for, you will find it. Didn't say a word after it. But we argue. We argue, I have to be convinced. I'm not ready yet. When somebody look at me and said, I'm not ready yet. I said, when will you be ready? When will you be ready? And I say this to myself, not to people, to me. I'm not ready yet to do whatever. When I die, when they put me under the ground. And Allah said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ. Don't they see? If you only go, I really ask everyone today, when you go home, Google picture of a sperm and picture of an egg. We all. And see how is this and read. How big? And what is it? And that's how we all started. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثْلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. This revealed because of a question. It's a sarcastic incident at the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the kuffar, there's two names. Either it's Ubay ibn Khalaf or it's Al-Wa'il ibn Al-As. And they said, they came to him making fun of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You know when people come to you and says, if this is true, is that the book? Right? Don't worry. So they came to him and he brought an old bone in his hand. And he looked at him and that's exactly what he did. And it became ashes in his hand. And he looked at Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, are you telling us from this we will be brought back? Look at the sarcastic making fun. And he didn't answer. Again, Allah defended. أَوْ لَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. He gave us an example. And he forgot himself. Did you see the connection between the previous ayah? Because Allah says, what did we create of you? From sperm and an egg. And he says, who's going to bring this back? And Allah said to Rasul alayhi, tell him, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. The one who created first can create second. Which one is harder? The first, طبعاً. First from nothing. Adam from turab. Adam from dust, right? And anytime, anything, again, think of it this way. Anything you do it for the first time, is it harder or easier? And as you do, is it easier or harder? And that's why Allah says, don't they see? And we argue. This, at the end of Surah Yasin, the message to everybody, stop arguing. You know what you say? And this is what I say to myself. Ya Allah, I'm weak. Ya Allah, I can't be there. Be honest. And then you turn to him and says, Ya Allahumma qawwini. Ya Allah, give me the strength. Ya Allah, give me the basira. Give me the insight. Ya Allah, send me things to make me stronger. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean I am super. Nobody is super. We are all human beings created from that. But I need to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stop being arrogant and say, Ya Allah, I'm weak. I'm still struggling with my salah. I'm still struggling to wake up for Fajr. I'm still struggling with my hijab. I'm still struggling with my Quran. I'm still struggling to treat people in a nice way. I'm still struggling with my anger. Whatever, again, your issue, and many of us have way more than one issue, but say it to Allah. Don't say it to people. Because people, they love you, say, oh, what is the big deal? You know, all of us like that. Oh, thank you. Now I changed. No. I didn't, because I was like, oh, okay, you too, oh, alhamdulillah. Right? I feel good. I feel better. I'm not the only one. Is that what Allah wants me? No. No. This is basically what the end of Surah Yasin, stop arguing. And just be honest and say this to yourself and to everybody who asks you, don't volunteer information. That, you know what? We are all weak. Let's work together. Let's change. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't time come for the believer, for the believers, for their hearts to surrender to Allah? This was sent to Sahaba, the companion, 4 years after they lived in Medina. Because Allah opened dunya for them. And they start to get attached to dunya. So Allah is what? Wake up. Don't let dunya. And then brings you back to two examples. Amazing, Hadi. The last thing. طيب. هو الذي أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال ما يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم. Now he gives you an example only place in the Quran. There's no other place in the Quran this. الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. Something we do every day. الَّذِي the one جَعْلَ made لَكُمْ to you مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ from the green trees. Fire. فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. From it, you make fire. Two commentary about this or two explanation of this. The usual trees, which we do it every day. Get dry and then light it and then you get fire. But the miracle is the other one. There is two kinds of trees. We haven't seen it. If you get them to, if you hit them together, rub them together, fire comes out of it. And they are both green. Who did it? So how many of you, I don't know if you like fireplace, probably like those of us who lived in real cold places before, it was one of the most beautiful things is to start a fire in your fireplace, real wood. And you look at it and you say, الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. You make fire of it. He ended up by two things, meaning that's it. This literally, I love the end of Surah Yasin. This is what I'm telling you, take it or leave it. In this way, Allah saying, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْءٍ يَكُونَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah wants something, He doesn't have to do anything. He has to do only say, be. And it is be. Done. That's why I always tell people that it's impossible. I was like, then you don't know Allah well. If Allah wanted, it will happen at this moment. If Allah at this moment want this to be the most beautiful, huge place we've ever had, and if He wanted the opposite, it will happen. And then He ended. That's one of the reasons we need it on the people who are dying and connected with the beginning. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And now He reminds you, وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Glorify Him. He's glorifying Himself, but He's telling me and you, glorify the one who owns it all. The car that you drive, or the house that you have, or the degree that you have, the children you have, بِيَدِهِ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, let alone everything that He mentioned. And one day you will be back to Him. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Now connect the last with the beginning. What did He say in the beginning? What did He say in the beginning, the first page? I'm not going to tell you. I need you to connect it. It's very much connected. What did He say? The first page. The last verse in the first page. I can't hear, only very few, whatever. Everybody is now remembering Surah Yasin. That's okay. Right? It's okay. Yes? Exactly. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. And then? إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. I need to be right. And this is why it's beautiful. هذه ياسين is beautiful. When I literally analyze it, I call it dissect. I'm a physician. So you dissect the verses. You know what dissect mean? When you really look at every word and why He's saying it. And that's actually all the tafasir. That's what they do. And we all pass it. So why this word? Why not? Why in this form? Why not? Why this? And what's the reason for the one after or the one before? إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. That's the final message of Surah Yasin. One day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all, as I am seeing you all, I see you all in Jannah. And we are meeting each other عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. But we need to work for it, ladies. It doesn't come free of charge. It doesn't free. It's not free. There's nothing free in this dunya. Do you think Jannah will come free? أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً. أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ Jannah. What Allah has is very expensive. That's what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Actually, the hadith starts by saying, مَنْ خَافَ أَدْلَجْ وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whomsoever is scared from the enemy will travel in the night. And whoever travel in the night out of fear will reach the goal. Now you have to connect why he said that. And then he said, أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً. What Allah has is very expensive. It's not a car. It's not a $1 million home on the beach. It's Jannah. أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً. أَلَا إِنَّ سَلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. What did we do? Do I have it? Did I pay for it? This is how I say to myself. Did I pay for it? You have the money, you paid for the car. Do I have the money? And the money is not the money. It's the deeds that will get me to Jannah. InshaAllah, Ya Rabbi, Ameen. And I am depending on the rahmah and the mercy of Allah. But I can't depend on it all the time. I have to come with Him. As one of my teachers, she always used to remind me, we're going to go to Allah, was what the brothers of Yusuf said to him. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاهٍ. Look how they connect Quran, right? He says, we're going to go to Allah and says, Ya Allah, what I brought with me is very cheap. But you are Kareem. You are merciful and you're generous. But I have to come with something. And just La ilaha illallah by itself will give me the key only. But it will not give me what I want to be. For sure, not the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will be my neighbor. inshallah, I will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's all make Surah Yasin a reason for us to remember that this life is temporary, to make this life, the temporary life, the reason for me, I'm going to go to Jannah. I will never let Surah Yasin put me down. On the contrary, Surah Yasin is full of hope. But the hope is needs work. The hope is not I'm going to go home and stay on my social media or do whatever and do my usual. And then Allah is Ghafoor Rahim wa Kareem. Allah is always Ghafoor Rahim. Allah is always generous. But He wants to see the work from me first. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tasliman kathira. Again, this coming weekend, don't forget, Friday, we're doing a seminar for Ramadan. Friday, we will cover myself and Sheikh Mustafa Sha'ban, this month that we are in. And then Saturday, we'll cover everything about Ramadan. Fiqh, external and internal, spiritually. What does it mean to fast? Also, again, there is the new book, alhamdulillah, arrived. Those of you who watched the series last Ramadan, alhamdulillah, it became a book and it's outside and I can sign it for you, but after we pray. So if I can ask everyone to please this side, move the chairs so we can get ready for Salah. Jazakumullah khairan.